game, the act of raising a shotgun and following the flight of a bird must be done under strict adherence to fields of fire, as we'll see in this quail hunt. Would you fire? If you say no, you're right. Shooting across a partner's zone of fire is not only unsafe, it's unsportsmanlike. Blaze Orange can really help you locate your partners.
If I'm swinging on game and I see orange, I'm going to pull up.
One thing that I do not want to be confused with, or anybody in my hunting party confused with, is that an object that's going to be receiving a bullet or pellets. And so I want to make clear to everybody that I am not just something moving through the woods. I am a human being, and I'm wearing this blaze orange for a reason.
And it's supposed to be a 10-mile vest. I guess you could see it that far, and the first thing comes to your mind, your reaction is, don't shoot.
The first rule of bird hunting is to establish safe zones of fire. For instance, if you're hunting in a threesome, you'll divide the field the way you'd slice a pie. The center hunter takes all the going away birds in the middle of the field. The hunters on the ends may shoot at the birds flying to their front or their outside.
Close in here, look in here close.
Once you've established safe zones of fire, communicate with your hunting partners and be sure you know where they're at all times.
Right.
You know, in our video, we've shown you three hunters on the ground at one time while bird hunting. And sometimes when we go out, we got a father and two sons and we want to hunt together. But to be even safer, we recommend not more than two guns on the ground at one time. Blaze Orange helps your partner see you if you walk into thick cover. Muzzle control is especially critical when bird hunting. In this situation, the two-handed carry is ideal. It offers the best control of the gun and muzzle, allowing you to safely raise a gun for a quick shot. Other carries are possible, but the muzzle of your gun must always be pointed in a safe direction.